Blog Talk Radio.
Fasten your seatbelts and put your foot on the gas. The Red Light Sports Network presents the Red Light Sports Ramble.
They say it's cool and that, but I don't. They probably don't really think it's that cool.
With Troy Otradovic.
He is really good.
And Evan Witalison.
He's awesome.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Red Light Sports Ramble. I am Troy Otradovic, joined by the marvelous Evan Witalison out in the great state of Wisconsin. What's going on today, buddy?
Very sad, very unpleasant in Packerland today following the Packers' defeat at the hands of the Indianapolis Colts. A lot of angry Packer fans, and I don't blame them. I honestly don't blame them for being mad. I'm mad, too, because it's just embarrassing what this team's looking like right now. And it's not an easy fix. There's multiple things, Charlie, you can put your finger to and say this is what the problem is. And at the end of the day, you would not be wrong. So,
well, not sure what the background noise was right there for a minute. Sounded like a foghorn. So I don't know if you're on a boat or what, Troy, but it sounded like I heard a foghorn for a second. But anyway, you know, lots of Packer talk today, talking about the Packer-Colt game, recapping that game. So, yeah, like I said, a lot of – anyways, other than that, things are going well. And, you know, how are things going out by you?
Well, that was an alarm that you heard on my phone. It was actually a calendar alert because with – the number of things that I have going on, I actually put together a calendar of everything that's going on. So I forgot to disable the calendar alert. So you, I don't know what it is. I guess it's called a horn, some kind of horn. And normally I shut off all the alerts, but yeah, that was my calendar alert. That the Red Light Sports Ramble is on at 11 o'clock. So, yeah, I could have just let it keep running. I hit the little OK button on when I saw the alert come up. I'm like, oh, that's not good. But things are good out here. It's cold, cold evening. Winter's here. Days are nice, though. You know, I always like to talk about the weather. I'm kind of a weather geek outside of the sports world. Love watching the Weather Channel. And, you know, unseasonably warm weather for November 7th. And it's kind of nice. Tonight is really chilly, but it's okay. Like you, Evan, you know, sad day. The Packers, that there was no luck with them. And, yes, there was pun intended with that in that game yesterday. And it's frustrating because they didn't gain any ground. They actually fell to third place in the NFC North. The Vikings lost again. They're in disarray. Would have been a great opportunity to kind of get back into the driver's seat. And I really think they let one slip away. But a lot of things in Packerland that you can look at and say, if it would have been this, would have been that, got to do this, got to do that. You know, I look at this game we're going to talk about in a little bit. Just missed opportunities. A lot of missed opportunities yesterday. And the funny thing is, I was saying today, Evan, that Steeler fans are upset because they went to Baltimore and played like poo for three quarters, and then they made the score a lot closer than the game really was. And I made this comment today. I said, to be honest, the Steelers and the Packers are kind of parallel right now. They are not taking care of business against teams that they should beat. And offensively, they both have very good offenses, and neither are performing to the expectations that they should be. And there's a lot of similarities. When you look at the Steelers team and the Packers team, pretty similar, actually. And the records are exactly the same. But the woes and the things that are going on, you know, I live out in Western PA now and diehard Packer fan, but the teams right now, when you look at the midway point, very similar in not meeting expectations. So let's move right into it, Evan. I know that you put out a Twitter poll, and I'll let you explain that to the fans. Make sure you go to @EvanWittSports if you want to partake in the Twitter poll that we have out.
Yeah, well, kind of talk about what you just were. I kind of can't say too much that the Steelers and Packers kind of have similar stuff going on right now, because the Steelers have at least a little bit of an excuse. You know, they were without Ben Roethlisberger for a few couple games, and Ben Roethlisberger probably should not have been playing yesterday at all. Steelers have at least that excuse. The Packers, they don't really have an excuse. So I know they have a bunch of injuries, but I don't want to hear it. Now, the poll I put down, should Mike McCarthy be on the hot seat? And an overwhelming 76% say yes, 17% say not yet, but getting there, and 7% say no. So majority of the people think Mike McCarthy should either be on the hot seat, or if he, you know, or not quite, but he's getting there. And I look at this Packer loss try, and it is a very tough game because the issue with the Packers, it's really hard to point to one thing and say this is the problem. Like yesterday, for instance, the team did not look prepared. And you know, it didn't help that the Colts had an opening kickoff return for touchdown to put the Packers in a hole right away, 7-0. But it's like the Packers didn't look prepared. It's like they playing golf or going bowling, not on the football field getting ready for the Indianapolis Colts. You know, Packers basically said, well, let's use this game plan instead. You know, they did nothing similar to the game plan that they were running the past 2 weeks. The second half of the Chicago game and the Atlanta game, the Packers' offense had a lot of success. And the reason, in our preview, Troy, I said Green Bay would win, score 45 points and win, was because the way the offense was trending. The offense looked like it was trending in the upward direction. They're getting a lot of production and looked like things are going well. And then the game, what do they do? The Packers have no receivers that can consistently beat man coverage, and yet they're running slow-developing ISO routes, expecting Rodgers to wait forever for the open guy to get there. And it's like, what were you doing the past couple weeks? Not that. So that's why I put the poll question out there. Should Mike McCarthy be on the hot seat? Because for the fact that there is lack of preparation, there is basically no enthusiasm. It appeared to be no fire or no enthusiasm. That I got to put the blame on the coach. It's the coach's job to have his team prepared and ready to play, and they didn't look prepared or ready to play at all. And it seems like Dom Capers did an overcorrection. He last week didn't really blitz Matt Ryan at all. And this week went after Andrew Luck, which, yeah, makes sense because Andrew Luck's one of the more sacked quarterbacks in the league. But what it does when you are sending that much pressure with a lot of guys that shouldn't really be playing on the football field right now, you get big plays like Moncrief's 39-yard reception or his T.Y. Hilton's 27-yard reception, and a lot of negatives surrounding this game. And my fingers mostly point to McCarthy and then also to Aaron Rodgers as well. I point fingers at him because he seems to be struggling somewhere. And it's not – so you've got to wonder then what's the problem, and it's got to be mental. And what is going on with Aaron Rodgers' chart that his head is not in the game. And it's just, there's some positives to the game, but right now I just want to focus on the things that aren't going well. What are you seeing out there? Because, like I said, yesterday I saw a team that lacked preparation. They lacked a competent game plan on offense. They got outplayed on offense, on defense, on special teams.
They got out-coached by Chuck Pagano. They got beat at every phase, every aspect of the game. And I know you look at the score, and the final score looks like it was close, but it wasn't. It was not close at all. Packers scored 2 touchdowns in garbage time, and then the defense couldn't make a stop when time mattered most. So what are you seeing out there? Because that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing a lack of everything, pretty much.
Well, here's the thing. They just got their butts whooped yesterday, Evan. Yeah, it was a 5-point victory, or a 5-point victory for the Colts. But, you know, anybody that watched the game knows that the Colts were up by 18 points at one point. And there's not many times, Evan, that I will turn off or get up and do other things during a Packer game other than priorities. Like, 1, going to the bathroom, and 2, getting something to drink or eat. Those are normally the only reasons that I'm going to get up. This is one of those games, and it's been a long time since I actually wanted to turn it off. I actually had worked at Pepsi in the morning. I started work at 3 a.m. I got home in time for the game. I almost went to bed, Evan. I almost went to bed after they were down by 18 points. That's how frustrated I was with the Green Bay Packers. And like you said, they started off on a bad note. Boom, kickoff return for a touchdown. And we knew it was coming. You and I have talked about special teams and kickoff coverage. I asked you the question 2 weeks ago. I had asked you the question, said I'm concerned because they're 1 missed tackle away from giving up a touchdown return. And it finally happened. I have not been happy with the kickoff coverage when Crosby does not get a touchback. It's just, it's been something that's eating at me, and it finally bit him yesterday, and it happened on the opening kickoff. Then you look at the defense, and yes, you know what? The injuries, they're playing with their 3rd-string cornerback, so what? Who cares? Fine, injuries happen. And I don't want to hear the excuse, and I point to this. The last time the Packers won the Super Bowl 11, didn't their injury list exceed a children's Christmas list? Yes, it did, and people stepped up and played. So I'm not using that as an excuse anymore. Maybe the first game back because, okay, you're getting thrust into a position maybe you didn't think you needed to be in. But this is something that's now ongoing. Not happy with that. Pissed off at the defense, Evan. And I'm not even so much pissed off at Dom Capers. I look at the defense, and it is a trend. Every game, the Packers give up a long, time-consuming drive, and this one happened at the end of the first half. As piss poor as they played, Evan, they were only down 17-10 with about 5-something to go, and they give up a 15-play, 96-yard drive. Ridiculous. And then, you know what? They did fight back. They didn't wave the white flag. At the end of the game, I actually liked the call that Capers made when Dix got into the backfield, Evan. I liked the call because Dix put the pressure on. The problem is you left them out on an island, and you had to get there. Dix got there but couldn't make the play. It happened. But I look at the offense, and I don't even know if I want to waste my breath. It's like,
yeah,
why do you...
Yeah, I'm going to cut you off really quick, Troy. Just let listeners know that for technical issues, we only have about 35 seconds of live air time left, but you can... make sure to catch the show probably shortly after we finish in archive time to catch the show in its entirety. Make sure to follow the at Red Life Sports for the link on how to listen to it. So,
sorry
about
that. And on the offense, it's probably good that we're not live anymore because I am so – why do you change what's working? Why do you change what's working? Like you said, Evan, back to the same old, let's run routes. and our receivers can't get open. And I know that they had tried some stuff with Adams in the backfield and Montgomery in the backfield, and there was times when the Colts stopped them. So be it. But you look at the way the offense had performed the last 2 weeks with injuries at wide receiver, they seem to do okay. I thought they played very well against the Falcons defense that's not very good. And this Colts defense, in my opinion, Evan, so they should have played much better offensively. They had prime position. I'll turn it over to you after this. My biggest concern in this game is, Clinton Dix gives them a golden opportunity, first and 10 at the Colt 29. They lose 1 yard on three plays, Evan, and then they have to try a field goal and they miss. You get an interception like that in the opposing team's territory, you need to capitalize. Now, they did later. They did on the second interception, but they need to do it. This team is good enough offensively to be able to put the ball in the end zone from 29 yards out. They missed a golden opportunity, and I'm not saying the outcome would have been different, but it very well could have been. If you score a touchdown there, you get an interception, get no points, and it is frustrating to see that you don't get any points when you're at the opposing team's 29-yard line. So that's where I'm going to turn it back over to you.
Yeah, well, that was a huge lost opportunity when Clinton Dix had his first interception. Packers got great field position, and then they have to settle for a field goal, which you said the field goal is no good. That was a golden opportunity wasted. Packers had a chance to get some momentum back. They just got some momentum with that interception. You can't waste opportunities like that. And you brought up something I want to point out. You mentioned 2010 when they had all these injuries and was still able to get to the Super Bowl and win. You know, the difference between 2010 and now is the injuries that the Packers had, they weren't the number one, two, and three. You know, granted, the number three cornerback was back, but they weren't the number one, two, and three cornerbacks on the team. They weren't the number one and number two running backs on the team. You know, James Starks at this point in 2010 was hurt, but he was an unknown. They were able to get by with the running back position, kind of with the running back by committee. And, you know, they had guys like Colin Jenkins. They had guys like Donald Driver, Greg Jennings. They had, you know, guys like, you know, Jordy Nelson prior knee injury. They had Tremont Williams. They had Nick Collins. They had Howard Green, Desmond Bishop. Clay Matthews, I think, was healthy the entire year. You know, they had a lot of talent on that team. Even with the injuries, they had a ton of talent on that team. But you look at the Packers now, and they got Dimitri Goodson. They got Ladarius Gunter. They have Nick Frackle. Not Nick Frackle, but, you know, they have Frackle. They have, you know, just guys. You know, Lane Taylor. They got Don Johnson. Jackson at one running back. They got Ty Montgomery playing other running back who was a wide receiver in college. So to compare this team to the 2010 team, you know, the 2010 team was stacked. And if one guy forgot about the 2010 team, they had Charles Woodson. You know, Colin Jenkins, Charles Woodson, Donald Driver, those three guys were outstanding leaders. And the Packers, really, the only leader I feel they have on this team right now is Mike Daniels. I don't see any other leader on this team, and that's the problem too. And that's where the issue lies in Ted Thompson, because Ted Thompson has failed to give the depth to key positions on this team. He completely ignores free agency. I mean, completely ignores it, and you know, doesn't sign outside free agency. Draft and develops, and you know, when you completely rely on drafting and developing, and the guys you're drafting are not developing, which that falls on the coaching staff, and you're stuck with a bunch of rookie, undrafted free agents, where they're undrafted free agents for a reason. you know, that falls, to me, again, that falls on Ted Thompson. That falls on Mike McCarthy. And I don't know if there is an easy fix for this year, but fortunately or unfortunately, whatever way you want to look at it, for the Packers, they got the NFC is so horrible. The NFC North is horrible that the Packers, even at 4-4 and playing and putting it nicely, they still have a shot to win this division.
Oh, they have a great chance to win the division, Evan. The division titles actually lay within their own reach. They control their destiny because they have games against the Lions and they have games against another game against the Vikings. So really, their destiny lies in their own hands. If they want to get their head out of their ass, they can start playing some better football. And I normally don't throw out that terminology. That tells you my level of frustration. That, you know, you look at it, and I understand that Lacy's gone and Starks is gone. But you know what? You look at the way the offense was 2 weeks ago, and then you go back this week, and you don't stay with what worked. And that bothers me. Don't overthink this. At some point, the game is very simple. And if we can sit here week in and week out, Evan, and analysts can sit there week in and week out and say, I see no separation between the receivers, then do something to get them into space. Because Rodgers has enough time. Some of these sacks are, I'm not putting all the sacks on the offensive line. Many times it's because Rodgers does not have an open receiver. There were times where he was dancing around there, and I put some on Rodgers for not maybe getting rid of the ball as quick as he should. There was a throw, though, if you remember the throw to Cobb, Evan, for the touchdown, the tight window we put it in. I'm not seeing enough of that from Aaron Rodgers. It's like he's waiting for the perfect opportunity. And you look at the Rodgers of old, Evan, and he isn't a gunslinger, but he had a lot of confidence to put the ball into tight windows. And that's one thing I'm not seeing from him, is taking that slight opportunity, knowing or trusting his receivers. It's almost like he doesn't want to throw an interception. But like 3 years ago, Evan, he would try to throw the ball and fit the ball into tight spaces like he did, and I saw it against the Colts with Randall Cobb. If you look from the quarterback view when they showed the replay, how in the hell did he get the ball there? It was just like one fingertip away from being incomplete. But that's the Rodgers that we were used to seeing, fitting the ball into tight spaces. So I just look at it from that standpoint. I don't know what they're going to do offensively. Seen the good, seen the bad, seen the ugly. It's kind of a crapshoot as to what we're going to see in the upcoming weeks. Who knows? Who knows what they're going to do? You know,
yeah.
Defensively, you know, this is, again, just missed opportunity. And I see the long drives. That's my next question to you, Evan. The long drives that the Packers defense has been giving up. But I know we're playing with third string cornerbacks, and he tried to blitz and do all these things. This is now 2 weeks in a row, Evan. Long, time-consuming, beat-you-up drives. Falcons had one. Colts had one. I now think it's a trend. I think it can happen at any time against this defense. How do you fix that, Evan?
Well, a healthy Clay Matthews would fix it, because you look at Nick Perry earlier in the year with the healthy Clay Matthews on the field. Nick Perry was getting after the quarterback and getting, you know, leading a team in sacks and making plays in the backfield pretty consistent. Well, now that Clay Matthews is hurt, Nick Perry is just the guy. He's just the body out there. He's nothing special. He's doing absolutely nothing without Clay Matthews. Number one, they need a healthy Clay Matthews. You know, Clay Matthews is a guy that, you know, attracts a lot of attention. Other guys are normally able to get free because teams have to count to where Clay Matthews is at on the field. So, like I said, that's step number one. You know, and the other issue, though, is somebody in the secondary has got to make a play. Clinton Dix did it twice yesterday, but somebody in the secondary needs to make a play. That's one of the biggest weaknesses in Green Bay right now, with Guttner and with Goodson and now with Rollins. You know, Rollins is a bit of a playmaker, but you know, I'm sure he's taken, you know, going to take some time to get back used to being on the field. But some of those guys need to come up with interception. You look at the 2010 season; they had key interceptions at key times. The entire playoff run it was sealed by key interceptions. In Philadelphia, it was Sam Shields. In Atlanta, it was Tremont Williams right before halftime. In Chicago, it was B.J. Raji, of all people. But they don't get those key interceptions at key moments anymore. 2010 and 2012 and 2013 and 2014, there were key guys on the defense coming up with key plays when they needed most. They're not seeing that at all this year. So, you know, the outlook, not really great moving forward for Green Bay, but this is still a playoff team, and I guess that's just if we want to look at something positive, you know, we got that to look at. So I'm guessing we probably only got a few minutes left in archive time. Being it's 10:26, I'm guessing 10:30 is going to cut us off. So I'm going to throw it back to you to say anything final you want to say and then let our listeners go.
Well, nothing really else to say other than, you know, Green Bay Packers just need to figure it out. I mean, in a lot of it's coming down to execution on the field and, you know, whether that is in preparation or if it is in more reps or figuring out right personnel. There's just a lot of things that have to be fixed moving forward. And, you know, like I said, the Green Bay Packers, even as crappy as they're playing, still have an opportunity to right the ship. I mean, there's 8 games to go, and they've got to figure it out. So with that said, tomorrow night, Evan, we're going to wrap up the rest of the NFL, 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central. For those listening in, make sure you look at Evan's Twitter poll about Mike McCarthy on the hot seat at Evan Witt Sports. Make sure you follow us on our Red Light Sports Network Twitter, which is at Red Light Sports. For Evan Witt-Allison, I am Troy Otradovic. Fasten your seatbelts, put your foot on the gas. Hope you enjoy the show tonight. Have a great night, everyone.